Okay, one question. I should put two loops through each of the two, so twice through one followed by twice through the next one, right?
You'll only really get two loops through it, yeah, and that works. I have a couple of bounds built that very same way that I've tested, and they work very, very well.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we're just going to use RG58 for this is 80, it's 40 and 20 meters, and with a 100-watt, you know, radio that's 10 years old, so it should be fine. All right, well, thank you, Jim. Anybody else?
Question?
Mr. Don.
Question to Jim. Does the bandwidth suffer when you do that linear loading?
Okay, this is pretty good. It's got a good SWR throughout the whole section of the band. For instance, if you take a look at the curves he's got in this article, I'll send it to you. He's got a SWR that stays below 2-to-1 for most of the band, you know, from the CW portion right on up to most of the phone band, except the very high end of it, which is pretty good. So I'll send this to you, Don.
That's okay, Jim. I have that QSD down the cellar. Thank you.
Okay.
What the status is of the picnic, and since we had portable day and some of us couldn't make it, are we allowed to bring an HF radio to portable day, to the picnic? No, I'm just throwing that out there. I know in times past they wanted everybody to be bereft of radios, but it might be something to consider. Anyway, let's see. Alrighty. Are there any questions, comments, other topics for the net? Please call K2BAR.
K2J, can I comment?
Mr. Don, go right ahead.
Okay, tomorrow night, Barrett is running a VE test session, 7 p.m. at the Westwood Regional High School. This is the last one we'll be running now until after the summer is over. And anybody's going for the general, be there, or one of the others that I think Roselle is having one, and there might be some others in the, over in New York within the 25-mile range, or further on if you have feel like driving, I guess. But as of July 1st, all the questions are going to change, and if you've been studying the old questions, the new questions are going to be like a total mystery. So, advise anybody that's been studying to get to the test session. And I think that's about it. We will have a date set up as soon as it's confirmed for September, October, and November of this coming year. And we'll have that as soon as Jim deals with the school. With that, back to that, W2JK.
Yep, I'm glad you mentioned that. I just hollered down the stairs to find out if James is going to be taking it tomorrow night, and his answer was, yep. So he's got that on his radar. So thank you for doing that. Hopefully he will be able to add to your averages as opposed to decrease them. Green, grin. And I suspect he will. He's been studying. The book's been open a lot lately, you know that. So we shall see. Alrighty. Anybody else have any comments for the net, or questions for Don, etc.?
2F.
MB2F, go ahead.
Okay, if we all use stargazers or things, if I don't know how cloudy it is outside, but the ISS is due to come over in about a little over 7 minutes, and it is a visible pass. It's going from west to north of us to east. So you know, being one of the brightest things up there. I don't know if it's cloudy right now. I from my window, I can't tell. So, just wanted to let everybody know in case they wanted to step outside and watch some bright star go over.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, in which sky will it appear? And, well, actually, it's funny you should mention that. I have actually a screensaver that shows the ISS. So when is that supposed to rise?
6 minutes, it's a little over 6 minutes from now on the west, directly west of where we are. And then it'll go north and to the east. So if anybody has a good view in that area, you should be able to see it.
Well, that sounds great. All right, so in about 15 past the hour, we should be able to rock and roll and start seeing it. That's very cool. All righty. Anybody else?
K2AMI.
Oh, you're looking for you before.
I'm here. Just a quick comment. Today, Phil Barber, K2ZB, Dick, and I did a DE session for DePaul High School. This is DePaul High School up in Wayne, up off of Rapture Road. Joel Wagner is a science teacher up there, runs a amateur radio license course after his was finished, and we had 4 passes out of 7 who attempted to take the test. So it worked out very nicely.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, thank you for doing that. Yeah, his class is kind of neat. He's got a neat operation. A lot of the tutorial methods that I use for teaching the one-day class or Jim and S2K does come from working with Joel. Very, very useful. Last weekend, by the way, Fred Buckner and I, speaking of guys over that way, had the pleasure of meeting some of the hams that Joel had helped first license at the Red Cross over in Essex, Passaic, and Morris counties, mostly. And very, very nice group of guys. And interestingly enough, several of them are now generals and actually on the air. They're just not paper generals, but they're actually getting on the air on HF. So, you know, this there was something in QST. Let me drop it. There's something in QST this month, actually the June issue, that talked about the future of amateur radio is through things like CERT, things like the Red Cross, and it's basically the soccer moms as opposed to the old engineering farts like we are, to put it bluntly. However, these people will tinker. They will learn to tinker, and they will learn to build, and they'll have that. And I'm going to draw your attention to one of our more prominent members of Barra as the prototype for that, and that would be Kelly. So we need more of that genre of folks participating in a large number of activities, and so in our outreach, we need to really think a little differently. It doesn't have to be literally female, but what I call the more dynamic, the more active, and the more socially engaging we are, then the more appealing amateur radio will be, and the technology will follow. And that was kind of my observation by working with the Red Cross volunteers who were hams. This past weekend, I think Fred found the same observation as did several others. So anyway, it was interesting to watch. Anybody have any comments? Well, let me put him on the spot again. K2ZO, you've seen a lot of different kinds of ham radio operator in, I don't know, 50-plus years of licensed operation. You know, Echo, Ditto, yeah, but what do we got here?
I'm sorry, I did not understand your question.
Okay, over, you know, basically I was supporting my observations from looking at the, I mean, basically Tony and company went out and got a bunch of young people licensed, and they were taught by Joel. Joel also teaches the Red Cross course, or has taught the Red Cross course of, for Red Cross volunteers to become ham radio operators over in, I guess it's Essex, Morris, and Passaic counties. And now I'm reading in QST, in the June QST, that they're saying the those kinds of volunteers who become hams, just like in their case, in the case of the article, it said CERT members who become hams, but there's Red Cross people, there's CERT people who become hams. If you can get them interested in upgrading, you engage them socially, and it's interesting and such and such and such, that they'll learn the technology over time, and they'll learn to be very good at radio amateurs. And I would say that in our own club, we have an example in that form, in particular Kelly, who kind of is the, if you will, prototypical soccer mom, for lack of a better term. She probably hit me for saying that, but anyway. But the point is that, you know, we've seen a lot of evolutions as to who becomes a ham over the last, let's say, 5 or 6 decades. But it doesn't mean in the end you can't be techie savvy. At the end, it's just going to take time. Was that a no comment?
Difficult question.
Well, I was just wondering what your opinions were, because they're finally saying in QST what I've been saying for a while, that, you know, these more dynamic kind of operations, and Joel has been very much in favor of that more dynamic kind of operational model, whether it's for emergency operations or even regular ham radio operations, just, you know, normal day-to-day fun and activity. You can draw people in if it's interesting and active, and that's kind of the point. It tends to attract a younger, more vital grouping of people and more socially active than the hams that, let's just say, some of us are well familiar with, the person in the basement doing their work as a troll, which God knows we're all accused of, and rightfully so.
To Jake.
Go ahead, Don. Bail me out quick.
Okay, well, in all the organizations, you get your spark plugs. People that got them running and do their share and then some of the workload. And then you've got the other people in the organization, the other percentage that sit by, and they come to the meeting and they go home again, and that's all they do. And, you know, maybe they get on the air once in a while. And then you got the person that's on the air almost all the time. Yeah, you have these organizations. There's one I'm in now called North American QRPCW Club, and a fellow named John Shannon, K3WWP, is the very active vice president of it. And they have a sprint every month on the HF bands using QRP on 20, 40, and 80 meters. And for over a year now, we've had over 100 logs each month for this sprint. But one thing that he does is the next day, people email the logs in, and he's got he's already got the results on the internet, so you can see right away how you stack up with the other people. Not that there's any big prizes or anything, but it's just a matter of being active. Even if you only have one contact, they're glad to say it. But he's the spark plug that runs this thing, and hopefully he can go on for many years, because he's really doing a good job. And I hate to think what happens if that spark plug goes away. That's problem with some organizations is once the spark plug goes, the thing falls apart. So you have to find somebody else that can pick up the reins, so to speak. Back on that, WTJK.
KJ4WD.
Hey, Rachel. Good evening. KJ4WD, go ahead. Can't you be here?
K2PAR AJ4WD. I would have to echo what's been said already, that if you've got someone's interest and they're involved and you get them plugged in quickly, then they are more likely to become that spark plug because they've got that enthusiasm. If they've gotten their license but they haven't gotten on the air, then they start to wane. So that's, I think, one of the good things about the GOTA station that'll be brought up for field day. I know that that was one of the springboards for the YLNet when we got the gals on the GOTA station and involved in communicating. Then we were able to get the YLNet started. Once the YLNet started, you can see the momentum there. So again, it's getting not only them licensed, but getting them on the air. That's one of the things that I think needs to be done, not only to have them go through the course and getting a license, but getting them on the air and getting them comfortable. Once that occurs, the spark is lit, and who knows where it'll go from there. Back to net.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. Because it was just an interesting... I would like to just steer you to the... to QSD for June. There's a piece in there about... on this topic. That, you know... They're, you know, the CERT people are, you know, getting interested in ham radio, and they're ultimately, they're more than utilitarian hams, focused on emergency communications. They want to know more about it, and as you say, get the spark going. It's really good. Alrighty. Anybody else have any topics for the net? Okay, well, just to recap, tomorrow night, Westwood High School, Washington Township at 7 p.m. will be the last test session for Barra this year, in the academic year, and will be the last one that they provide before the question pool expires at the end of June for the general license. So if you're upgrading to general and you've been studying, get busy. Don will be glad to take your $14 or $15, I forget what it is, but you know, bring cash, it's always good. Bring singles, it's even better. And, you know, it's in the room where they always have it, just inside where we have the ham fest right by the entrance by the club table. Just go in there, down the hall, turn right, you can't miss it. Anyway, anybody else have any final questions or comments before we secure? Mr. Don.
Yeah, and if there is a possibility if somebody is close, they can have a second $15 ready. It's a $15 fee. If they fail the first time and they're close and they want to take it again, it's going to cost them another $15. So have a little extra money in your pockets if you're coming there, if you're close, and because otherwise you're going to have to buy a whole new set of books and do a lot of studying. So try to, you know, take a retest if you're close enough. Back to net, W2JK.
Yeah, very good. By the way, I just want to thank Jim K2ZO for sending me that article on the linear loaded folded dipole for 7 megahertz. If I can spread it around to anybody who would like it, just send me an email at w2ttt@awrl.net, or you can send one to Jim as well, either or. And I'll be happy to forward it on to you if your curiosity is piqued by the conversation. And Don, thank you and the team for running the test session tomorrow night. Tony, thank you for getting the kids at the ball licensed. That's just outstanding. Probably going to run a course at some point this summer. And don't know when yet, but the usual time frame is August, but when in August? I do want to point out that we're having a Venture Group 7373 is having a what do you call it, a ham fest on the 13th of August, indoors and air conditioning, and breakfast is provided as part of your $5 admission. And what else did I want to mention? Oh yeah, not this week coming, but next week coming, the following week, the 27th, I have a gaggle of hams going up to the Floodwood Mountain Scout Reservation, and we are going to, among other maintenance duties, get the two-way radio working across the camp, get the weather radio working across camp, and set up a 40-meter and 20-meter dipole there, as well as a 2-meter J-pole up on the tower at West Pine Pond. So we're going to have really a rocking good time with that, and we'll get that moving. So, more on that adventure next week. So 7-3 for now, and have a good one, and we'll chat next Tuesday. This is K2BAR thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater. Looking forward to working everybody soon and again, and I'll stand by after the net if anyone has any last-minute questions. This is K2BAR W2TTT off and clear. 7-3, thanks.
K2AMI, AJ4WD.
It's K2AMI, and good evening, Rachel. Go ahead.
Tony, I did go through my toolbox, my junk box, and my parts box, and I could not find the NMO connector for you. So my apologies. NS2K said that he may go to the Ham Fest on Saturday. I don't know if he's still on the net. Maybe you can hook up with him and get the part, or I guess K2ZO gave you a eBay reference.
Thank you, Rachel, very much for making your effort. I did get Jim's eBay reference, but I haven't confirmed with NS2K. But if you are going to have contact with him, or if I have contact with him, ask him to please pick me up. I'll let him be the next step in securing one. So if you happen to contact with him, fine. If not, I'll try to reach him before he goes down to the Hamfest on Saturday. It is W2QW Hamfest down at Piscataway this coming Saturday morning, for those who are interested. I can't make it. I've got to go to a Father's Day celebration for the family and be out of town. Thank you, Rachel. Back to Ned. Back to you.
K2AMI, AJ4WD Mobile. I'll probably speak with NS2K between now and then, and have to think about what is going on. I may actually go out there myself. I have to be in Roslyn at 10. So I may be able to take a quick run over to the Ham Fest and then shoot over to my meeting at 10. There's no guarantee there. So I'll talk with NS2K to see if he can do that for you. If not, then maybe I'll do the swing by for you.
It will make a special effort for me only, but if you are there and can reach it, I'd appreciate information. Thank you very much. If all else fails, by Monday or Tuesday, I'll order a one through the internet. We'll get down to KJI. 73s, and have a safe drive home.
In the meantime, I might have one in the garage, and that's 2K.
Hey, Jim, I've heard about that before. Whatever is easiest for you, if you do go down to Piscataway, pick one up. If not, pick one out of the garage, if you can find it.
It might be easier to go to Piscataway. Now, if it's there, I think I know where it is. NS2K.
Good. Let me know what your success is in any direction. I will hold back on anybody else's offer until I hear from you.
I'm going down, Tony, if you need something, NB2F.
NB2F. Okay, well, the thing I'm looking for, D, and then I have Jim and Rachel and Jim Jackson, Jim Joyce looking for it, is just a simple NMO mount that will fit to a 3/4-inch hole in the fender of a car. I've got the hole. I want to attach the NMO mount, and I have the antenna. So I don't know if your jump box has any, or if you... if we could coordinate one, if Jim Jackson goes down, maybe the two of you, are you going to go on behalf of AMSAT, or are you going on your own?
W2TTT.
W2TTT, go ahead.
It's behalf of AMSAT, but you need one from somebody. I think KJI goes down into this HamFest, and I'm sure he might have one. Something of that nature. I'm like Jim. I might have one in my garage, is my basement. So, but I would have to look. All right, Gordon, pick it up. I'm gonna sign out of here and go over and hobble to the wherever. NB2F.
Before I go on to my subject, why are you hobbling?
I seem to have pulled a. Something in my behind my knee 4 or 5 days after I got back from Dayton, and I guess I did a heck of a lot of walking and stuff. Finally went to the doctor and MRI and all this good stuff, and so I'll be on my way to the orthopedic guy to advise me of should I cut it off at the knee or at the ankle.
Oh, jeez. Okay, well, get better. Sorry to hear that.
It's nothing that serious. I'm going to go there and see what's happening, and we'll advise from there. It doesn't seem to be, as bad as it was a while ago, so... Anyway, the MRI was diagnosed as a torn cartilage or something like that, but it isn't at my knee where it's hurting, so I don't know. I have to put an X on my leg, so they say that's where it's hurting, not there.
Hey, Jay?
Yes, sir.
The answer is you're just getting old, like the rest of us. I just came in. I did not see the space station. There were just too many clouds.
No, sorry. I did pull up the weather, and it did say it was mostly cloudy, and that's even what my weather station says. So, better luck next time, and you can't miss it when it's coming over like at this time of night.
I've seen it before, too. Regarding this NMO mount requirement, does it have to be a 3/4-inch hole? Could it be one of the 3/8 holes? I think it's 3/8. No. Maybe it's half-inch. If it's just to go through sheet metal of a car, I have such a mount. It's got no coax on it, but I have the mount if you want one, Tony.
Got to get a hole stretcher, or no, a hole shrinker.
Unfortunately, the hole is there already.
You mean set up for a smaller hole?
No, all mounts are for that 3/4 Motorola type.
No, they all aren't. That's my point. Let me dig around here. I think I have one. In fact, I know I have one. Who needs this?
Tony needs it, me.
All right, let me dig about here for a couple of minutes. You going to be down for a couple of minutes, at least?
We know.
email me quick if you find it, yes or no. I'm going to have to go upstairs. Mary's looking for me.
Or if I find one, I'll take a measurement on what the shaft length is. But you can probably hear me. It's maybe an excuse to clean off my desk. Not a bad idea in its own right.
I don't know about the shaft length, but I can take any shaft length, but I need to have a diameter of 3/4 inch, because that's the size of the hole that I've got.
Gotcha. All right. Let me see if I have one that will deal with a 3/4 inch hole. Very good. W2TTT. Let me do it. Use both hands to dig through this mess.
Okay, thank you very much, and good night all. Any details that are important to me, email me. K2AMI at ARL will do, or OptimumOnline.net. I'm sorry, it's TonyIZ at OptimumOnline.net. Anyway, you guys know my email. 73 is all. Thanks for your help.
NS2K, NS2K, K2ZO, you still here?
Why, sure, NS2K.
I had a question, but Gordon never got to me. I'm going through this amplifier that has really been trashed. Unbelievable. Would you believe this guy replaced low-voltage power supply diodes with 1N914s?
Time out. I went to you, and then I asked at the end of the net if there was any more questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, maybe it was when I was outside looking at the space station.
I think it was.
Yeah, really. Harum. Go ahead, Jim.
Just breaking your chops.
I don't think the 914 is going to work for either a high-voltage or low-voltage power supply.
Well, what he did is they blew up the low-voltage power supply in this amp. And when they rebuilt it, you gotta picture this. This thing has been sitting on a bench for 10 years. The guy finally gave up on it and bought a new amp. So I picked it up for pretty much nothing. And I've been trying to put it all back together. They jumped out a whole bunch of things, added extra tube, cut wires, just did a mess to this thing. But I have never, ever heard of anybody doing that. The other question I have is, this thing uses a Zener in a cathode, and it's only got a 5-watt Zener in there, and it's drawing an amp and a half, which tells me that the Zener fried, and of course it is. Can you parallel up Zeners? Remember, now this is being used as cathode bias service, so you got it in the cathode, an 8-volt Zener. What about paralleling up two of them? I happen to have two 5-watt ones here that I could do, but I've never seen people do that.
They would have to be exactly the same voltage, or one of them's going to hog all the current.
Well, that's what I fear, and I found a website where the guy was talking about putting two of them in series, and to me that does not make any sense. I think I ought to invest in a good 10-watter.
Oh, yeah, no, if you have two at half voltage, you can certainly series them. That works just fine. And if they're not the same voltage, you know, if they add up to the right voltage, just keep in mind who's going to take how much power and so on, or dissipate so much power. No, I've even gone so far as to take a series of, series string of, 4,000 ones to pretend to be a Zener diode when I had one that blew up in a commercial transmitter power supply.
Yeah, well, that's what I did in the Kenwood amplifier that I rebuilt. I put a string of diodes in there, and it worked quite well. But this guy replaced this thing with it should have been a 50-watt Zener. And he replaced it with a 5-watt Zener.
Oh, the first digit was right.
Well, it didn't last long.
So much fun. It's amazing, yeah, what people will do that you would think would know better. Oh, well.
Well, this fellow is a silent key. From Saddlebrook, a rather well-known, infamous ham who worked on this thing.
Let's put it this way. He took an 8877 amp and wanted to add a second one.
Well, seems redundant in this sort of case.
Change any of the Pi network. Okay, you can't take something that's designed for a plate load impedance of like 2,500 ohms, and now you parallel it up with another tube. Now you change everything, okay? Well, he didn't take any of that into consideration, or the fact that he was going to fry the loading capacitors and the coupling capacitors, because they just weren't up to it.
I just found a rubber grommet for an NMO mount on my desk.
You're getting close.
You're just gonna know how I'm looking at this. Anyway, yeah, he added a second tube. The whole thought of the second tube without any other circuit adjustments, they're like, sure, whatever.
Yeah, well, he fried a lot of stuff in this thing, so I'm going to try to put it back the way it was when it came out of the factory from Alpha. But they bypassed the overload circuits. They cut out some of the other SWR circuits that back it up. Oh, man, they made a mess of this thing.
I have this really, really sick vision of an animated, movie of the 28877s singing, the original one singing to the introduction of the intrusive second one, and the lyrics of the background music would be "The Way We Were." Shattered cathodes, and the flash that made me blind, you see where this is going?
How about the additional feedback capacitance and capacitance on the input that detuned the thing so it wouldn't tune up? Oh, well.
Exactly. Well, I had this vision of this animation that would just be outrageously funny. We doubled him, I'm sorry.
Putting this thing back together is sure going to be a labor of love.
You mean like love-hate?
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting. But keep me occupied for a while.
Sounds outrageous. That's lovely. All right, Mr. NS2K, did you want to say something? You've been quiet.
We were just looking at Adafruit at a pair of cufflinks that they have made that have a pattern that looks like the power switch on an Apple computer. And they've made a little 8-pin PIC circuit that slowly, turns on, off, on, off, on, off, the same as, or very similar to what the Apple does. And this is a pair of cufflinks.
That's interesting.
For those who just are, like, so Apple-focused as to almost be unhealthy.
It is pretty clever. Certainly get the attention in the right crowd.
Yeah, really. Absolutely. I remember someone showing up with an HT100, and they had done something to it to give it that flip phone kind of look before there was a flip phone. And it's back in the 70s. And they set it up so it looked like a Star Trek communicator.
Oh, you got to make that chirping sound.
Oh my God! Yeah, really. Well, gentlemen, I got to call it a day.
this display is running on empty, and all is good. I cannot find in this collection of stuff. I will look in the morning for Tony. I have another spot downstairs where I have these mounts probably kicking around. I'll go see. I'm just thinking that it's probably not going to be to his dimensional requirements. I seem to remember I found ones that had smaller hole requirements than what he was looking for. Because I didn't want to drill a 3/4 inch NMO hole to install NMOs. I like NMOs, but I don't like them to be that, should we say, disruptive and displace that much metal. 734 now. Have a good one. S2K, K2ZO, K2B Air.
Yeah, I have a sneaky feeling mine are for small holes. If I remember, they were optimized for a minimum size hole. So, yeah, same problem. But I'll go out here in a couple minutes and see what I can find.
Okay, 73, guys. I sent both of you the copy of that that linearly loaded dipole, so you can kind of peruse it.
Oh, so you didn't hear my profuse thank you for that, too.
He was looking for a satellite. Good grief. Anyway, have a great evening, guys. This is NS2K, headed out in the garage and then Betty back.
Okay, yeah, I was laying in the backyard looking up.
OHT, unbelievable.
He probably fell asleep is what really happened. W2TTT clear, 7-3.
If I were his age, I probably would have.
My goal is to get to your age, Jim.
Me too.
T-A-I.
Mr. Tom.
Hello. Jim, may I speak to you?
Court, good night. Again, goodbye, W2TTT. Turn your radio off.
Good night, Court. No, I have something to talk to with Jim.
You got two of us here.
The other Jim. The ABC employee. Jim, CBS was running a program today on your whistle in your ear.
Oh, on the tinnitus. Of course, I didn't see it, but okay.
Do you have any friends at CBS?
I used to. I probably know one or two.
Have them see if they can grab it out of the archives. You might find it interesting.
Was it on a network program or local?
I think it was local, Jim. CBS 2. Yeah, it was local.
Okay, well, yeah, I might be able to find it. Anyway, thank you very much for bringing that up.
Yeah, I figured a little reading might take you a long way. There's an electronic cure to that problem, according to them. There's an electronic device that cures it.
Oh, that would be very nice. Anyway, thank you very much. Anyway, I'm going to take off and rifle through the garage here for a few minutes and then try to get some rest.
Rest? What's that? What a concept. Have a good day, Jim. Will I see you tomorrow?
With any luck, I'll make it over there tomorrow night.
Yeah, I've got the handicap bus all scheduled to pick me up and take me over at the same time I was there last time, so
I'll be there also.
You have a nice day.
Okay, have a good NS2K.
It is 2K, WA2CAI will be clear at QRT. Good day.
Connected, CX6CAH. Connected, CX6CAH.
Anyway, if you're out there, Gordon, you have a good night also. WA2CAI will be QRT.